Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Flavor by Jessica podcast. This is Jessica. Normally, I have an interview of some sort, and we're talking with people and meeting them and knowing their life, and it's been amazing. It's a great experience to be able to meet new people and hear the people close to me's stories, and I've got a lot of great feedback. As a lot of you know, I post on Mondays and Thursdays, and if you're all out there listening, you probably noticed that there was not an episode last Thursday. For that, I apologize. I had some difficulties with my phone, and I lost a few of my interviews, and so I've just been kind of trying to play catch-up and trying to find those interviews and trying to get a few more interviews here for the next week or so. So bear with me. It's just another learning curve in the podcasting game, which I'm still learning. But this week is going to be a little different. I'm not going to be interviewing anybody today, mostly because I want to talk about something that's happened to me that has affected my life in a whole new way that I wasn't expecting. As a lot of you know, I suffer with anxiety and depression, and that's why I thought, you know, an interview, comedy, lifestyle podcast would be great because, you know, I do put a lot of comedy in the fact that I have mental health issues and I deal with them daily, and they lead to these crazy stories in my life and lead to amazing friendships and amazing family, but also heartache and stories that most humans don't have to go through. They don't have the sadness that comes with, you know, having diabetes, or the happiness that comes with having diabetes. But this story isn't about me necessarily. It's about a friend of mine who's very near and dear to my heart, and he has issues with, I don't want to say issues, that's really the wrong word, because diabetes is not an issue, mental health is not an issue, the chronic illness that my friend has is not an issue. It's something that some of us have to deal with, and I consider all of the things in my life to be blessings, even if they don't seem like it to others. So as I talk about my friend today, I just want all of you out there to know that he's still very near and dear to my heart, and I'm very much hoping that God is going to lift him up and is going to lift me up, and this experience is only going to bring me closer to God and to the people closest to me. But he's been struggling with his chronic disorder for a lot of his life, and I think it led him down a rough path with drugs and alcohol and jail, and it's a hard subject for me because my mom is an alcoholic, and I know I've talked about that in the past, and I think after all the things that have happened this last week and weekend, it gave me this desire to be closer to my mother. It gave me a better understanding of how alcoholism can take over your whole life. The reason I'm saying this and I'm making it a point is because I just want people out there to know that if you're fighting this struggle, or you have somebody in your life that you love and you care about, but they are struggling, just know they need someone in their corner. And if you can be that someone in their corner, to me, that's incredible. That's all someone needs. That's all I needed. When I was going through the hardest time in my life and nobody noticed except my aunt and uncle, they saved me. And I thank God for that every day. I think God puts people in your life for a reason. And I know that this friend I have that's having a hard time could use some prayers and could use some encouragement and could use people in his corner to help him get through all of this. I'm not going to name names or, you know, don't text me, don't call me, don't ask, because I'm not going to tell you. It's not my right, it's not my business to share his story unless he wants to share his story. I just want people out there to know that if you have some sort of issue in your life that affects you emotionally, but you still love that person and you care about them, that it is a crazy thing and you do get a little lost and it's hard to make decisions. And, you know, I've just recently become close to God and I've just recently started to use prayer. And I think that if anything, God brought this person into my life to know he's out there and his greatness is beyond greatness. I think that he brought me and this friend together to understand each other and understand that God is there and that I'm here and I've had all these experiences myself. And so now that I am at a point in my life where I'm succeeding and I'm happy and I don't let little things get me down, it feels good to know that God was out there and he chose me for this friend to help him get through. So I just want everybody out there to know that I apologize that I haven't done an interview this last Thursday or for today. Life's been a little rough lately and I'm going to get back on the ball, and on Thursday we're going to have a new episode. You're going to love the guest. It's going to be incredible. I want everybody out there to know that, you know, if you have a dream or you have something you want to fight for, you should do it, because, you know, I had a dream to do this podcast and it's changed my life a little bit. It's made me grateful and happy and it made me find God, and it's made me meet all these new interesting people that I just can't wait for the world to meet. So I just hope that if you're out there and you're feeling low or you're feeling down, just know that life's weird sometimes and it throws curveballs at you, but you always seem to find a way out. And I hope everybody out there who's struggling with, whether that's addiction or sadness or anxiety or chronic illness or anything, I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that you have somebody out there who will be in your corner and loves you and cares about you, because that's all that matters. That's love and happiness and being okay in this world. And so I'm so sorry that this episode's going to be very short and that I'm kind of rambling. I want everybody to know what's kind of been going on and why I've been kind of MIA. The phone difficulties are back in order. Got my phone. Everything's great. Just still kind of searching through iCloud to find my interviews. I'm kind of getting the red light that that's probably not going to happen. So the people that I did interview and I lost those interviews, I'll be getting a hold of you, letting you know. But on a side note, I just want everybody to know that I love you out there. If you need anything, email me, Facebook me, Instagram me, Twitter me. Even if you're a stranger and you have a story or you have a sad thing that's going on in your life and you need a human being to talk to about it, I'm here. I get it. I sometimes you just need someone to vent to. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All you have to do is search Flavor by Jessica. There I'll be. And then you can also email me at flavorbyjessica@outlook.com. I really look forward to hearing from you. Even if you just want to send me a happy message or, you know, some good faith to keep going, I would really appreciate it. I hope everybody out there who's listening, who knows me and cares about me, knows that, you know, you guys mean the world to me, and without you, this wouldn't even be a thing. So again, follow your dreams, be the person you want to be, find the person that's in your corner, be good to those around you, because you never know what's going to happen, and stay positive and happy out there, guys. I will hear from you all this week, and I will have an episode up for you Thursday. Again, don't forget to send me a shout out or look me up. I would really appreciate it. Thanks, guys, so much. Bye-bye.